It's called the world's longest and toughest motorsport event. Not the Indy 500, but the annual Dakar Rally, an off-road race from Europe to Africa. Today was the start, and reporter Jerome Sokolowski was in Lisbon as the long line of cars, trucks, and motorcycles set out on the 5,600-mile journey.
One by one, the race vehicles cross the starting line in front of the Mosteiro do Jerônimos. The spired monastery is built on the spot where the Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama set sail to the Orient more than 500 years ago. The Lisbon-Dakar rally is no less of a challenge. The race takes 2 days to get to the Mediterranean. Then after a ferry crossing to Morocco, the nearly 500 competing vehicles, along with hundreds more support trucks and helicopters, continue through Mali, Mauritania, and Guinea. They finish in Dakar on January 15th. The rally dates back to 1979. In the beginning, it was known as the Paris-Dakar because it started in the French capital. Since then, the routes have changed, but the competition is still dominated by French drivers like Stéphane Peter Hansel, who revved his engines after yesterday's inspection.
You know, the Dakar is like an adventure. Adventure, you know, it's not only a race, it's never easy to do a race in Africa because it's a desert and everything can happen.
In the Sahara, the vehicles will churn through the sand, leap over dunes, and dodge camels. And since it is Africa, and they will be driving through some very poor countries, the support vehicles also bring aid for the locals. Dutch driver Chris Leids says the rally also creates jobs.
They have to put up tents, they have to make arrangements, people have to arrange the traffic. There's work to be done, and people earn money out of that, so that's a good thing, I think.
Lads drives a Desert Warrior, which was inspected yesterday on a lift. The Desert Warrior is a four-wheel drive with a 200-horsepower turbo-diesel engine and bulletproof armor. But it's tiny compared to the vehicle American NASCAR driver Robbie Gordon showed up with here, a Hummer. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Lisbon.